You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill. This is Coogan Cassius for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. To win the Matchroom Bubble head of Chisora's fight with Parker live on Sky Sports Box Office and DAZN. I'm joined by the magic man, Matthew Hatton, and also Campbell Hatton. Matthew, first of all, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, mate. Looking forward to Saturday. Great, Bill. And Campbell's prepared well for this fight. So, yeah, looking forward to Saturday now.
Back out in action again. It didn't seem 2 minutes ago that you had your debut and you're already on your second fight, Campbell.
Yeah, that's exactly what I want, really. Just be as active as I can. There's been enough time wasted over like the last year where there's been nothing happening. So, just... it's about staying fit and staying ready and getting out as much as I can.
We obviously spoke after the fight, etc. But just kind of looking back on his debut, we know Campbell was very critical of his own performance, which isn't a bad thing for him to be critical of it. He can kind of see the things early on if he's making any mistakes. But how do you kind of assess his professional debut as a whole, Matthew?
It wasn't a bad performance. And, you know, Campbell's only human. He's a young 20-year-old lad without much amateur experience behind him. I didn't think it was a bad performance. I've got to be honest, I was slightly disappointed because I know what Campbell's capable of. But I think back to my own professional debut and other fighters having the professional debut, I do find the older fighters tend to handle their debut a little bit better. It was a big occasion for Campbell, lots of media commitments. Again, being brutally honest, I think he slightly underperformed. It certainly wasn't a bad performance, but we certainly expect better on Saturday.
Looking back on it now, did the big build-up, the attention, was it a little bit overwhelming? I'm not talking about specifically the performance in the ring, but just in general as a week, was it how you expected or was it more than what you thought?
Yeah, definitely. Like, at the time, I thought I was pretty relaxed, but until... seeing how I felt coming around to this fight, where there's not been half as much as the media attention and things I've had to do, and just being able to relax and enjoy it, building up to it. Like, now I know how nervous I must have been, because it does feel like a weight's been lifted, and going forward, the pressure's off now, and I think we'll see a different Campbell Hatton on Saturday.
Your pro debut isn't always about the performance as such. It's almost like getting out of the way because there's so much talk about it, especially for someone like Campbell. It's almost like that part of it's gone now and he can kind of concentrate on everything else rather than that anticipation of the pro debut.
Absolutely, mate. It's a good point. And Campbell come in the gym and he was disappointed when he got back in the gym. And I said, Campbell, snap out of it. It wasn't a bad performance, you know what I mean? We know we can do better. I said, but you're in a very fortunate position. I said, you're not like most fighters after a performance they're disappointed in, where they're on the shelf for a couple of 2, 3, 4 months, dwelling on it, thinking about it. I said, the mistakes that you've made, Campbell, they're still fresh in the mind. And in a few weeks' time, you can put it all right.
So, quite noticeably... when I saw you two rock up together, like the Mitchell brothers. Well, yeah, okay. Yeah, I know, you've still got it at the minute. So, but notably, Ricky's not here. He will be here on Saturday, but did he just want to avoid the bubble this week?
Well, the pubs have opened now, aren't they? No, I think, obviously, my dad's always there at the end of the phone still for any bits of advice and... we've spoken the build-up to it and he'll still be there giving me his support on the night, but like we say, like he doesn't want to overdo things and, you know, not stick his oar in, but do you know what I mean, get too involved in the fight week where he's there if we need him, but he's leaving it to us to get the job done.
Yeah, I mean, when we've spoken about the kind of the dynamics between the three of you as such, and Ricky's also always said from the moment Campbell was announced to turn professional that the day-to-day work is going to be with you, so he doesn't have to be around 24/7 around him, like I said, and maybe be a bit too involved. He can kind of, this is like a family situation, he can leave you two together and get the results.
Yeah, you know, Ricky's obviously shown confidence in me. He knows my ability as a coach. And like you say, he's always on the end of the phone. We've done quite a bit of sparring down at Ricky's gym. And Rick is always giving his advice and stuff like that. So, no, it's good that, you know, he's just left us to it. He'll obviously be there on Saturday. And Rick is a busy guy. He's got his own fighters, his own commitments, and he probably feels there's no reason for him to be here. You know, he'll be there on Saturday, and that's the main thing.
That clip that I saw the other day from Michelle and Behind the Gloves, was that talking about you, like, having a spar with your dad? Was that what that was?
Yeah, it was just... A few years ago, when I first got into boxing, we had a little move around, like, been doing the pads, and then he stuck some gloves on as well and took liberties, didn't he? He was about 13, 14, dropped me with a left hook to the body. So we'll try and get that rearranged, get the rematch on.
I thought you were 6 or 7 years old, but I think that was obviously a little bit of your humour. But the story in my head was... Ricky was sparring his 6 or 7 year old son and dropped him with a body shot. I think that sounds better.
That's what I'll tell. It's what I told Childline anyway.
Yeah, cut that out. Cut. You want to be careful with a rematch, Campbell. You'd be messing around with cruiserweights and heavyweights with me and your dad now.
Your opponent this week, obviously this changed. We spoke about this earlier on. Levi Dunn, obviously from Manchester. What do you know about Levi?
Yeah, I've sparred him and we know quite a bit about him, which is pretty unusual at this stage of your career. We know like sort of stuff he does, and we've been able to put a bit of a game plan together where we know specific things are going to work. So it's quite a fortunate thing to have going into a fight, and I think that's going to help me. That obviously there was a lot of nerves in my debut, and just knowing that there's an act, like something that I need to think about in there, I think will make me a bit more relaxed, because I'll be thinking more, and like we say, we'll have a game plan.
Matthew Levi provide the kind of test that Campbell needs at this early stage in his career for his next part of his progression?
Yeah, it's a good fight for Campbell. The original opponent was very experienced. I think he'd had 9 wins, 20 losses, 7 draws. Boxed at a good level, fought some kids like Dennis McCann, amongst a few others. Lost on points, so that would have been a good test. Unfortunately, I think he'd taken part in an unlicensed bout, which the board found out about and not letting him fight now. But no, we know Levi is a local lad. Not the easiest person to hit. So I think it's going to be a good test, another good learning fight for Campbell.
Obviously, fighting in Manchester, it's not going to be quite the same without the crowd there. You're not really going to feel that kind of experience, how this would have been in a normal situation. But you are still fighting in Manchester, and that's got to mean something to you as well.
Yeah, definitely. It's always been a dream of mine to box at the MEN, crowd or no crowd. I'm absolutely buzzing, but I think down the line, it's going to come anyway. Where I'm probably going to box there in front of a crowd. So can't wait for that. But it's like another box ticked.
I like the way you still call it the MEN. It hasn't been called the MEN for quite some years. It's actually had 2 name changes since then, by the way. But if you want to refer it to as the MEN, that's fine.
It's always the MEN, isn't it?
If you're a Hatton, it's always the MEN. Absolutely. I think you would make a really good interviewer. Do you know that? I was thinking that the other day. I think that you'd... No, I think you would. I think he would actually, after he's finished boxing, I think he could... I'm not offering you a job, I'm just saying that...
That's a good angle for him as well, isn't it?
I've got proof here. Not far off.
I'll tell you what. All right, let's have a look. Let's do an audition. Here you go. Interview him about his fight with Canelo.
Come on now, Campbell. You know I don't like talking about it.
How are you going to start it?
Hello, it's Campbell Hatton with IFL TV. We've got Magic Matthew Hatton here. Are you running out of paracetamol after the Canelo fight? Tell us your feeling.
Yeah, I've got shares in Boots now, and like I've just touched on, you know I don't like talking about it, Campbell. Tried in vain for the rematch, but after all these years now, I don't think it's going to happen, do you?
Would you say he's shit out?
Yes, I definitely would. He's shown no interest in a rematch.
That's Campbell Hatton. We'll take it back to Coogan.
Do you know what? I'm going to give you a solid 8. Solid eight for that. You happy with an eight?
You're
not happy with an eight.
There,
no, listen, have you ever interviewed anyone before?
No, how much do I get for an eight?
I don't know, maybe a tenner a go? 80 quid?
Get in, Mick, let him come and negotiate this for you.
All right, well, listen, I'll let you guys crack on with the rest of your day. Campbell, have you got anything else you'd like to add before we finish about this weekend?
Yeah, just expect a lot, like a bigger, better performance than last time. It's like coming into this fight, like, not half the nerves, feeling so relaxed. So I think it's going to be a good performance.
Final words from you, Matthew?
No, good mindset. I've been drilling into Campbell for the last couple of weeks now. He's prepared really well. You know, he's got that first one out of the way. He's just got to go in there, relax, give it everything and enjoy it, and he'll be absolutely fine. That's the mindset he's got to take going forward.
Okay, no problem. Matthew Campbell, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV. We'll catch up with you again later on in the week, and yeah, enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, mate.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.